Trevor Shaw says he decided to run because nobody else would.
I had been hoping for quite a while that someone else was going to run. It's too important to kind of let it go, to kind of leave things as they are.
Shaw is president of the Ketchikan School Board and says he enjoys keeping his political involvement as local as possible, but he says he also wants to make sure the public has a choice.
For me, the decision-making process was asking, okay, is the status quo working for our community? And I don't believe it is.
For example, Shaw opposes any broad-based tax until the state fixes what he says is a disparity in Alaska's current tax system.
I don't think there should be new taxes until everyone's paying their fair share. Alaska's the only state where the entire state is not fully incorporated into boroughs or cities. And so I think that's something that needs to be addressed.
Shaw was specifically referring to the required local contribution for public schools that municipalities must pay based on property tax values. Unincorporated communities are exempt from that requirement.
That was made statewide on an equitable basis. That would result in approximately another $200 million in new revenue for the state of Alaska.
He also says the state could find ways to reduce spending before considering taxes, such as private-public partnerships and spending cuts. In the past two House District 36 elections, outside groups supporting the Republican candidate sent out negative campaign flyers and advertisements targeting Representative Ortiz. Shaw says he can't control what an outside group does, but he does plan to run a positive campaign based on issues.
So I'm going to make that case very strongly, very publicly, and hoping that outside interference is hopefully to support my candidacy and promote my ideas and not anything negative.
Shaw is the District 36 Republican Party chairman. He works as the administrative manager and director of government affairs for Ward Cove Group. That's a business at the site of the former Ketchikan Pulp Company at Ward Cove. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.